Politically, I think the government still is intent on going ahead with this plan. I am not very sure as many people are enthusiastic anymore, even within the force, because the dangers that they face are becoming increasingly apparent. And anybody going on that trip now knows that this will be an engagement that can easily cost them their life. But secondly, it's also very clear that the rest of the world does not really appreciate what we are doing. And increasingly, this is beginning to look like a mercenary mission rather than the way it had been painted by the government. I see it's an obligation, an international obligation that we are adhering to.
Why is the Kenyan government so eager and keen to fulfill this mission?
I think there are two reasons. One, of course, because the request has been made by the USA, and this government has tried very much to keep looking good in the eyes of America, to the point even locally, people are now beginning to regard it like a puppetry of the United States. But secondly, I think at that time, being a new government, they thought that this was going to bolster their standing internationally, possibly as a country that went to Haiti and assisted Haiti in bringing peace. But the truth about what this really means has slowly seeped in. And now we are looking more like a mercenary country.
There were issues as far as the constitutionality of this mission work was concerned. Has all that been resolved?
But there was the issue that had arisen and resolved by the Constitutional Court about the process and about the fact that the government that we were signing up then was not a constitutionally elected government or constitutionally made up government in Haiti. Secondly, that we did not have any bilateral agreements with Haiti. There have been attempts to resolve that. Those are still being challenged, and especially because we now know that the government in Haiti, a constitutional government, only took place about a couple of weeks ago. So those issues are still alive in court, and the position of the judiciary so far has been that those troops should not go.
Does the court have to decide before the mission takes place?
Well, we have a situation in which the government has severally ignored court decisions. So it is very likely that regardless of what the judiciary will say, they are still going to push ahead with this mission.